Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush, we do sports on tap Sunday mornings, even on holiday Sunday mornings, when, man, there ain't nobody in sight around this place. Is this place a ghost town or what?
It's my favorite part of working here. You could offer me a spot on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and as much as I love them, especially Heidi, I'm still trying to get her to switch in. You know, as much as I love that girl, I still wouldn't do it. Nope, Sundays, no one's here. Parking's fine, I don't get to see the boss.
Well, especially today, though, and it's a good thing, too, because the whole place smells like gasoline. You're not supposed to use gasoline in the barbecue, Rob. It's not supposed to be gasoline.
Like I said, I thought it was light a match when you know, my bad, okay?
All right, so the other thing is, what the hell is all that on the counter over there? I mean, look at it was... Dave's, what does he normally eat? Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Right?
Well, look,
is all that?
I've started a diet because, I mean, JD, you had a great talk with me last week, and you said, Rob, you're kind of funny. You know, you make millions of dollars here at KLOS. All you're missing is you're a fat ass, okay? If you lose some of that, okay, then you can pull any chick you want. So I'm like, you know what? Damn it, I'm starting this way. So I figure I'm as close to, I don't know, a white Russell Wilson as there is,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, okay? So my Seahawks quarterback, if you didn't see, plus 100. Shut up, okay? I looked what Russell's doing. I talked to him. I said, yo, boy, Russ, what are you in Sierra doing? He goes, Robbie. He goes, I'm eating 9 times a day.
Robbie.
Well, he didn't say Robbie. I exaggerated that.
Okay. Oh, I'm okay.
5,000 calories, and he's eating 9 meals a day. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm in. Pizza, hot dogs. And he goes, no,
dummy. All right, yeah. See, now, I have this 9 meal a day thing. I know what this is. Go ahead. What's meal number one?
Well, meal number one.
Give me meal number one.
What I'm eating right now, what you're looking at, is my pre-breakfast snack.
Pre-breakfast.
That's meal number one. Right. And it's all it is, it's a tablespoon of almond butter.
So go ahead. Grab your pencil if you want. Scribble it across the dash and lipstick if you need to, because here you go. Here's your 4th of July weekend diet. Have this instead of hot dogs and burgers and all that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
A tablespoon of almond butter. That's all. I'm just eating 1 tablespoon.
And what am I putting that on?
A tablespoon of jam.
What am I putting the almond butter and the jam on?
I'm just, eating a tablespoon of it.
That's why all those spoons on the table over there?
All those spoons are on the table here.
You can't use the same spoon?
Dude, I've been doing it for a week, and look.
It's all going to the same place.
Dave has already commented that my ass looks great, okay? I'm kind of upset you haven't. Okay, so that's fine. Ladies, I'm coming for you.
He has a different view of you than I do from sitting
he
way
does.
Over
You're
here.
Looking at my face, which kind of looks like my, well, sometimes. Or it smells like my, what is it? I got Zachary. I tell people, you got Zachary. What is that? Your breath smells exactly like
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
But that's my pre-breakfast, and I would imagine about another hour, then it's time for me to have 2 cups of organic. Everything's got to be organic now. Steel-cut oatmeal, 6 whole eggs, fruit, and the best part is a chicken breast. But I had
for
to get
breakfast.
I had to get the chicken breast yesterday, Chick-fil-A, because we went over this.
These nutritionists make you eat weird stuff. I mean, just stop it already. The steel-cut oatmeal, I get that, you know, but...
I'm telling you, there's a very good shot that I'm making a hard run in the next couple months of being the Seahawks backup
quarterback. I'm going to come off like a hater here, but I'm going to tell you something.
What's that?
This is not going to make your ass smaller.
my ass is
not
going to
help, man.
No,
going to help.
The beer gut's on its way down. It's looking good, man. I'm telling you. You wait and see when I back up Russell this year.
A ton of stuff for us to talk about.
We'll be doing
this
show solo in September. Bush is on the road
this morning. And while he's on the health kick over there, we're going to be talking. Boom. We're going to be with the other 150 million Americans that are going to be plowing hot dogs coming up this weekend. Also, we have a new bit we're going to play called What Are the Chances? Well, we think that's what we're going to call that is What Are the Chances? And then... there is all of the movement in the NBA, free agency in the NBA. Great news for a change. Great news for the Clippers. Blake Griffin will stay. They'll shell out $173 million, and Blake stays. What do you got?
So what, man? It says that I get a yam for lunch. How awesome is that?
Oh, stop it with it. Turn that.
I get a yam for... Who eats yams
except
for Thanksgiving?
And close that
laptop. I love this diet.
All right.
yams and rice or a potato.
Okay, well, look, you haven't had anything yet, so all you get now is that almond butter and then that little bit
this
of jam.
Sucks.
That's all. Yeah, it does.
Well, the apricot jam is what makes it.
Now, you can't have the rest of the breakfast till after the show.
No.
See,
gotta eat 9 times a day.
He's off the diet in the first 5 minutes.
Not.
All right, we'll talk NBA free agency and a whole lot more coming up as we celebrate the 4th on 95.5
yams.
KLOS. Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. How you do? Around here on 4th of July. Get some American rock going. We do that throughout the show today. But I told you Clipper fans have something else to roll their eyes or heave a sigh at. Excuse me. That's going to be J.J. Redick signing a deal to play basketball for the Philadelphia 76ers.
The guy could shoot. That's about it.
So sometimes.
He went to Duke, so nobody really likes him. Because, you know, A, none of us could get into Duke, and B, he went to Duke. So, I mean, we can't really relate, and we don't like you, JJ. But good luck there in Philadelphia. Philly's an interesting team, man. They've had, I think it's 43 straight number one picks.
I think it is. Eventually an NBA record.
And they've played, I think, 12 total minutes between all of them. Because they hurt themselves in the summer league. They hurt themselves
in the
grocery. You
can't have all kids. There's got to be someone that's got a little bit of experience in there somewhere.
They're 30. They just
all those draft picks.
Some of those guys on the bench, are you ever going to get in the game, man?
They're retired. They never had a chance to play. It's always something, man, those guys getting hurt in Philadelphia.
That's a good puzzle piece, I think, for them. I don't think Philadelphia is winning anything anytime soon unless these kids all of a sudden, you know, spring to life as all-stars. I don't see that happening, but, you know, who knows.
Well, they did win the ESPY last year for best roster on paper that sucks on the court. Did you see that? Yeah. It's a new award they came out with, and the Sixers all.
Yeah, I'm surprised at some of the awards that come out.
Oh, that
out
they
there.
Get them. Best soccer goal. What? Come on, man.
Another bicycle kick. Come
I know.
On.
I know, man. hey, you and I remember our honeymoons way back when, many, many moons ago, years ago. Wasn't like Jordan Hicks of the Philadelphia Eagles. First thing, I'm a click or don't click guy. It's all on the headline to me. And I'm like, NFL player injures himself on his honeymoon? I'm like, sweet!
You're clicking on that.
Yes, I did, because I'm like, sure that's where you brought the portable swing with you. You know, you did the woo! Oh, wait a minute. Did we not go on the same?
No. The portable swing in my honeymoon.
You're right. I got you. But, I'm reading, and I'm like, okay, he was hurt.
Doing what?
Well, getting out of the pool. Getting out of the pool, they had a screw sticking up on the side, and he puts his hand. First of all, you're supposed to grab, like, the silver things, you know, and pull yourself up out of the pool. He tries to get himself out of it. He puts his hand on a nail. Punctures it, bleeding all over the place. You know, X-rays as of right now haven't said what it, they're waiting for the X-ray
that's
results.
That's it for that pay for that headline. That's the payoff.
That's why I was upset.
Because honeymoon, you know, I want him to pull a hammy,
dude.
I don't mean out in the resort. I mean in the honeymoon suite.
I wanted to pull his back out. Yeah, then I want to see a picture of his wife and say, "Bing," you know. But
no,
I'm telling you, man, dude, it was horrible. So that's he injures his hand. Here's the disappointing part about it. X-ray results haven't come back yet. It's happened over a week ago because it said he's in Greece in their X-ray system.
Oh, stop it. Are we the only country? Do I always have to go home? Is that it?
Apparently. He's in Greece. Well, you know, I mean, Greece is a place to vacation because, like, 50 cents will get you, like, a suite there. their stuff collapses.
I would think
all the
if
time.
You got off that little island, you might find an X-ray machine over in Italy. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but poor Jordan Hicks, you know, hurt himself. So I know, but I was.
And, you know, you're a big sissy for letting that story get out, too, Jordan Hicks. Oh, by the way, you're a big, tough NFL player. And you're going to hang now? You hurt your finger?
You hurt his hand getting out of the stupid pool. I said, come on.
Wuss.
First of all, come on, who goes in the pool on their honeymoon? Right?
That's disappointing.
Second of all, this thing was two paragraphs, dude. It took me like 20 minutes to read.
Yeah, well, just to get to the UNLV and education hard at work.
My education, dude.
Here, let's see if this works any better.
I can't count any higher than 7, 11, and 21.
Let's try a Bushka fact and see if this is any better, shall we? Let's dive in.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think the announcer just pulled a hammy.
No, it's in Greek.
Okay. My bad.
You have no chance at medical care in my country. Don't ever get hurt. We got the drachma. Drachma is cool to say, though. I want to pay for stuff in drachmas if I can.
Okay.
So I get away with it.
See if I get you some drachma for Christmas.
So we talked about diets earlier and how lean and trim and svelte that I look here eating my almond butter and eating my jam, which is apricot, by the way. Okay. Americans, though, they love hot dogs. You guys, I used to eat that stuff. Not anymore. But Americans love hot dogs. They love them so much, they set a record for consumption every year. How many hot dogs do you think this country will devour on the 4th? Just on the 4th alone, and you can't count Joey Chestnut's 712 that he's going to eat in Coney
Island. We set a new record every year. I mean, we're in love with hot dogs like nobody else on this planet, I guess, right?
Yeah, because this is a great thing. They taste good, and we think they're made kind of in a sloppy way, but we really don't want to know. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
It is kind of one of those things you want to know, don't want to know.
No, you don't want
to
know.
When it comes to hot dogs and sausages. But you know what? We'll uncover that number coming up.
Sports on Tap. It's 95.5 KLOS. It will not be a part of my diet now that I'm on the road to success. But Americans like these hot dog thingies we talked about, JD. In fact, they set a record every year. How many hot dogs do you think that we devour on the 4th of July? As a country, as a whole, keep in mind we got, what, 300 million people?
100 million.
$150 million. That's a half a hot dog per person. If you're like, that doesn't sound like a lot. No, keep in mind, that's babies that can't eat hot dogs yet. Okay, that's
old people that can't eat hot dogs anymore.
That's old people that don't have teeth that gotta have their meals through a straw. That's what we're talking. Wow. The average person,
it's almost a hot dog a person,
killing three or four. Yeah, absolutely incredible, man. Which you're gonna eat them, right? 4th of July coming up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and which begs the question, I mean, what's the best dog? What's the best way to have your hot dog? We could do that all morning long. Honestly, if we started doing that, the phones would probably blow the phones out.
Phones would light up. What's your favorite firework? What kind of firework guy are you?
I'm not a big firework guy. I'm really not.
Oh, no. Come on, Jason Pierre-Paul. Really?
I'm not. I mean, I grew up as a kid, a little kid down in Anaheim, and we used to watch the Disneyland fireworks. Okay. All the kids in the neighborhood walked at the end of the block, and we'd stand there and watch the Disneyland thing, you know, go like every single night. So, I don't know, maybe I'm over fireworks or something like that.
I got you. I can hear and see those. I'm about 9 miles away from Disney myself down in Seal Beach.
You're Los nine miles away, and you can still hear it.
Oh, I can't. 9:30, I'm sitting out there by the, what the hell is that? I look out there, and I see, oh, come on, really? You do this every night? Come on, people. Come on, man. But I was a bottle rocket guy. My favorite thing growing up in the woods and camping. If you want to have some fun, I'm not saying I encourage you. This is a disclaimer here. But if you took a bottle rocket, take a tent pole, the little metal poles when you go tent camping. They're hollow on the inside. You put a bottle rocket inside that thing because you can't hold on to a bottle rocket. They go too fast and it's going to give you
slivers. You're flirting with contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
I'm just saying, okay, let's see. Let's say a friend of yours or cousin named Ron, okay, decided to take a bottle rocket, put it in a tent pole, and then you can put that thing. It's like a rocket launcher, and then you and your friends shoot bottle rockets at each other.
We did the same thing with Coke bottles.
Right.
Duh. Bottle rocket. I mean, you walk around, you point it at people.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
I mean,
those are great.
Yeah.
Those are great. Just make sure you put, like, some eye goggles on or something.
You trying to put your disclaimer on here.
Roman candles.
You weren't wearing eye goggles when you were doing this, were you? Tell the truth.
You know, the biggest whooping I ever got is I used to love M80s. You ever seen the M80s?
Oh, yeah.
They're so loud.
When you grow up as a kid down here this close to the Mexican border, you wind up going to Tijuana, especially back in the day. Yep. You know, and when you go down there, there's a couple of things that you're after when you go down there. One is switchblades.
Well, I wanted a switchblade so bad.
And the other is fireworks.
And you do your Christmas shopping in Tijuana and get those chiclets, you know, and get everybody out of the way in May.
You want to do Christmas shopping, then you're talking about Velvet Elvis, but that's a whole other conversation. But no, we'd come back with bottle rockets and M80s and stuff like that. And we'd like have grenade fights, we thought. I mean, obviously nobody in my neighborhood got hurt or this would have been stopped. We had grenade fights. You'd light them and throw them at each other in a couple people's front yards. You'd blow up the people's sprinklers and stuff like that.
Well, growing up in Washington, that's nothing but Indian country up there. I would go to the Indian reservation because, A, you get cheap fireworks, I'd get cheap cigarettes underage, and I'd get, like, nudie magazines, take them back to school and sell them. It was a bet.
Well, you're a businessman at 10.
I call it entrepreneur, okay? You can call it whatever you want. I got those fancy Frenchie pants words here, but M80, the biggest whooping I ever got from my mom. I didn't even put two and two together. She's a mailman getting ready to retire next month. Love you, Mom. But I put an M80 in my neighbor's mailbox. Oh, if you do anything to a mailbox,
that's trouble.
I was smart enough to realize it is a federal offense
if
there's mail in there and you burned it. So I looked. Jim didn't have any mail in his, so I'm like, why not?
Bye-bye, mailbox.
Oh, okay. It blows the whole side of it out and just makes it all deformed, man. It was so cool. Mom caught me doing that, and I still can't sit down to this day.
No, man. All right. Coming up on the program this morning in Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush, we're going to talk about home runs because we've been pounding out home runs in Major League Baseball at a record pace.
Cody Bellinger's been pounding out home runs.
And he's been hitting a lot of
he's
them.
He's hit most of them.
All right, so we'll do that. It's all coming up in Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Yeah, that's brand new. I love that, too. I heard it for the first time yesterday. Cheap Trick, long time coming. Man, love me some of that. You'll be hearing that tomorrow when I get in here, too. Hey, it's J.D. and the Bush doing Sports on Tap as we do every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. And we've been teasing you a little bit about the baseball thing, the home run thing.
Yeah, tons of them.
It's outrageous. I mean, they set a new record. I mean, the last record stood for 17 years. The last time they hit this many home runs was 2000. But according to the MLB stat of the day, folks, 1,070 home runs in Major League Baseball in just the month of June.
How long ago was it we were talking about, everybody's off the juice now. Now it's all about pitching and 2-1, whatever it was.
What do you attribute this to?
Everybody's back on the juice. They just found a new juice.
Or juice ball.
I don't trust it. I don't trust anybody.
I mean, like, whenever this happens, eyebrows go up. And I mean, my first question was not the juice, but is the ball juiced? Yeah. Because you've done that before.
Yeah, I still think it's more the players. See, I don't trust anybody. I just take a cynical approach to life. Anybody who's on top of their game, I think, is doing it because of drugs. I don't believe anybody natural. I mean, you're one of the best DJs around, and I don't know. And Dave's one of the best engineers around, and I honestly question both of your sobriety. You know, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. If you're the best at your job, you're probably on something. That's okay. Whatever makes you, bottom line is you deliver. I don't care how you get there, okay? I go out to see a movie. I want the best acting job I can get. I don't care what they're taking and what they're doing and what happens after they're off the set. Come on.
Well, but I expect a Barry Bonds apologist to say stuff like this.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
You set yourself up perfectly for that.
I did. Gagne, Steve Sachs, we can go all the way down.
Steve Howe. Oh, I knew you were going to throw Steve Howe in my face.
Doc Gooden. Wouldn't you love to party with Gooden and Strawberry and cover the Mets? And
not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Maybe in 86.
Not anymore. Yeah. I don't know. It's all a chemically enhanced world.
So, I think this guy is chemically enhanced in some way. LeVar Ball. And now the video that I saw yesterday was flat disturbing. I mean, first of all, this is the father of a now NBA player. His son has been drafted by the Lakers out of UCLA. Hasn't played a minute in the NBA yet. But already, he and his kids were in a wrestling ring the other night with their big baller brand shirts on all over the place. And they made a big deal. The Lakers logo was flashed up on the big screen. And out comes Lonzo Ball wearing an NBA hat, not a Lakers hat, but an NBA hat.
Probably didn't have permission to use her logo, which is why are you flashing it on the screen anyway?
I was wondering if maybe he didn't have permission from his dad to wear the big baller brand hat, but but here's the disturbing part. Pops took his shirt off. Like he's squaring off to fight a wrestler, right. And off comes the shirt.
Yep.
I mean, really? Is this what we're in for? For however many years this kid is going to play for the Lakers, and is this jackass father of his?
Right, and here's the deal. Was Lonzo with him in a part of it, or is he distancing himself?
Oh, no, man.
Ready
right
for his...
in the ring, right. Sitting on his stool, right next to, what's, LaMelo?
LaGello.
Him, one of them.
LaGello and LaPudding Pop. I told you.
I honestly don't. LaPudding Pop. Now you're
LaPudding Pop. Bah. LeVar went Bill Cosby on everybody, right? Right there in the ring in front of everybody. Plus, some of the stuff he said, we're just going to tell you, you want to watch the video. We don't want to repeat it here.
Thankfully, I couldn't hear the audio where
I was.
The wrestling audio?
No, what they were saying, what the rest of the stuff
Yeah, the microphone caught some stuff, and if you want to go click on that, you can find out what it is. But I'm not even giving you an edited, abbreviated version. I'm not going anywhere near that. White guys can't say that word.
No, they
Okay, let's start with that. That should tell you all you need to know.
There you go. Yeah,
okay?
You're a smart
KLOS
listener.
White guys can never say that word under any circumstances.
And here's LeVar with Lonzo and LaGello and LaPudding Pop right there saying these words.
Caught on
that. Absolutely. And if I'm the Lakers, I'm like, yeah, that's my boy. Can't wait for summer league to start.
Fun.
I see a clothesline coming. I see a Rambis Celtics clothesline coming.
Coming up, Raider fans. You know, you'd almost think that we're big Raider apologists around here because we've got more Raiders. It's the Raiders always say yes to us. Yeah. We call up Raiders and they say yes.
And the Rams and Chargers are like, yeah, no thanks. I'm like, really?
You guys
are playing, you need KLOS more than we need you right about now. Look at your record for crying out loud. But Raiders fans may remember
especially
Coach Tom Flores. Yeah, two-time Super Bowl champion coach with the Raiders. Not only that, he's the only coach to bring a title to L.A. One with
a Super Bowl title.
A Super Bowl title.
That's right, the only one.
Yep, one with the Raiders.
With help from Marcus Allen.
What a run that was. Oh, man, that's when I really got into gambling. I was like 12 when that game happened. Seriously, I lost 50 bucks on that Super Bowl. When you're 12 in the early 80s, 50 bucks like 3G now. So that's when I figured I got to get into a life of crime to get it
Raider
back.
Fans, buckle up. Tom Flores headed at you in just a few minutes on 95.5 KLOS.
Okay, ready to discuss sports.
Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Puss.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Connection made, Raider fans. Tom Flores going to join us here in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, how about a special tweet, too? I want to give a shout-out to Lisa Tibbs, listening and rocking out from the Netherlands.
Oh,
dude,
what?
Yeah, it's not. We're not talking Reseda. Okay, we love you, too, out in the valley. We're talking the Netherlands. Dude, it's like August 5th there. They're so far ahead of us right now across the pond. She's rocking out. She's invited you and I both over to do a remote.
To the Netherlands.
From Amsterdam.
I'm down.
Oh, dude. Let's go.
Red light.
Dave, are you going?
Red light district. Absolutely. We're going to do that. If CeCe can go to Malibu's all the time.
This is temptation beyond. But you send the three of us over there, we would never come back.
Oh, we'd never come back.
Never be heard from again.
Absolutely. So
not a good idea, actually.
We're working on that. To
Thanks for the
it's
invite,
a great idea,
though.
Actually. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, good stuff. Coming up, a new feature on the show, What Are the Chances? And Rob will be assigning these percentages. So that's going to be fun. But Tom Flores, Raider fans, coming up next on 95.5 KLOS. That's music to the ears of so many people.
Tom Flores, he was a great guy to watch on the sidelines. Of course, he had a great team out there in front of him as well, too. We're talking about the Raiders when they were here in L.A., when they were in Oakland as well, too. Two-time Super Bowl champion coach. It is a pleasure to have Coach Flores on the phone with us here. Coach, welcome to Sports on Tap. Of course, the big news with the Raiders right now, A, we know they're moving eventually, but Derek Carr was in the news. He signs that big deal, quarterback of the Raiders, well-deserved as well. And this is kind of a little different. Normally, when guys get injured, it affects their payday. But I'm telling you, Derek Carr got paid because he got injured. We actually saw his value increase. He struggled so much last year, did this Raiders team in the playoffs.
Absolutely. You felt it when he went down in the game against Indianapolis. And the minute he went down, and everyone in the stadium knew there was something serious going on, the whole city went quiet. It's like all the breath was taken out of the team and the fans. And unfortunately, they weren't strong enough to overcome the loss of a quarterback. Not too many teams are.
No, that's true. And I mean, that scene of him lying on the ground and motioning to the sidelines, come here, come here, come here, come here. I mean, whenever a player has that anxious horrible look and actions on their face, you know something is wrong. Coach, happy 4th of July. Again, thanks for being with us. Pedigree is a really big deal in the NFL. It means a lot. And Derek's brother, David Carr, was a first rounder and a good family guy and really not in trouble, unlike some other Bay Area quarterbacks we know, right?
Well, I think it was. I think when Reggie McKenzie went looking, he had him in mind prior to the draft. And I'm sure, I can't speak for Reggie, but I really feel that if Khalil Mack hadn't been there in the first round, he might have taken Derek Carr, because I think he felt Derek was the best quarterback of that year's draft and proved out to be right. Reggie is all about character, talent, but also character to go along with it so that it doesn't become a detriment.
He is Tom Flores, two-time Super Bowl champion winning coach for the Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders, joining us here at Sports on Tap 95.5 KLOS. Hey, Carr's one of those tough kids, like you, a Central Valley boy from Bakersfield in the Fresno area. What is it about you guys that makes you unique up there?
Well, it's kind of a country type of atmosphere. I was raised in a country town and a small town, and the Valley is a hard-working class of people, family-oriented people, friendships, no big city atmosphere, just a good old country boy atmosphere, which is makes you close to all your friends and family and makes them even more important because you spend a lot of time with them when you're growing up. And those friendships and family ties, they last forever. They're very strong. You carry them with you wherever you go.
Hey, Coach, players are generally considered to be bigger, stronger, faster, better athletes now than they have been in the past. Tell us about Raider greats like Lyle Alzado and Howie Long. Were those guys just tougher than everybody else back then?
Well, I don't know if they were tougher. There's always tough guys, but the more precautions taken now, which is necessary because of all the brain safety issues that have come up.
Yep.
The players were just a little more wild, maybe sometimes on and off the field. Unfortunately, off the field, you didn't want to hear about that.
I did.
Different type, different brand. The rules now control a lot of the game on and off the field, so that changes some of the atmosphere.
He is Tom Flores, former Raiders coach. Once a coach, always a coach with us. You know, we're talking about, Coach, how the days have changed. Now, if you had to deal with social media, would it have driven you nuts to come in at halftime and Alzado sending out a tweet or a selfie?
Yeah, but that would have been hard to take because it seems like as soon as the players get off the field from practice, they go online and tweet something. Why? I mean, why do you have to let people know that you just finished practice? I mean, is it that important to you? Is your ego that important to you? I guess it is.
or just getting that information out there, too. It's like, why does everybody need to know? Coach, I got to ask you this because there's been so much talked about the fact that the Raiders are moving. Apparently, done deal, going to Las Vegas. Does the name Las Vegas Raiders roll off your tongue now?
No. I'm not. Nobody asked me. I didn't get a chance to vote. I'm a traditionist. The Raiders belong in Oakland. That's where they started. That's where I started. Very first day they existed. The Chargers belong in San Diego. That's me. But it's not going to happen because the stadium there just couldn't. You know, it's not the Raiders' fault. They didn't want to. Mark Davis said from day one that he would rather stay. But how can you stay? But that stadium's ready to fall apart.
Yeah, it is, and it's well known. It's one of the more decrepit stadiums. So soon to be empty because the A's may even try to leave and build some new digs around there.
But the Raiders are sold out for this year, so it's crazy.
Yeah, you're right too. Marshawn coming back helps. So hey, Coach Flores, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great 4th of July. There he is, Tom Flores,
nice.
Awesome guy, great Raiders coach too. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Just a real fun guy to be around. And what's cool, I always talk to him. He's doing Raiders radio now up in the booth. I'm like, so you ready for another season? He goes, I don't really talk about that with the Raiders much in contracts. They usually call me back in August and let me know if they want me to come back to work. If not, I'll play golf. I'm like, how great is that? I don't know if they're going to need me or not. So
it's retired on that NFL pension is what that
if
is.
If we could do something like that, can you maybe see if Keith can call me on Saturday night?
KLOS tell me, pension?
Yeah, no, if he just wants me to come in Sunday or not, you know. Just shoot me a text, KC.
I'm more interested in the KLOS pension, to tell you the truth.
We have a pension here?
Coming up. Not yet.
Favorite football movie, by the way, North Dallas 40. If that was not the Raiders, even though it was based on the Cowboys, or Raiders of the 70s, oh, my God.
It was a little bit of both. That was North Dallas 40, a little bit of Cowboys, or maybe a lot of Cowboys and a little bit of Raiders.
I was going to say, if you say Rudy or Remember the Titans, I'm going to punch you in the throat. Not on this show. North Dallas 40.
Right, coming up, new bit. What are the chances? It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. John Cougar Mellencamp, or maybe just John Mellencamp, depending on which album you get. And R-O-C-K in the cougar. USA.
Hmm? Anything with the word cougar in it, you got to lie. I'm going cougar. Everyone's a cougar.
See, man, I'm not going there. Little musical accompaniment, if you will. No. Still a
Dave
chance to score.
JD in the Bush and Cougar. How's that?
No, listen, don't mess up a good thing, man. Like JD in the Bush just fine. Still to come, High and Mighty tickets. Going to have a little two-day festival party down in Garden Grove. Coming up August 5th and 6th, give you a chance to score those tickets.
But right now, it's a great name.
It's the name of the festival, yes, the High and Mighty Festival. Oh. At the Village Green. Beautiful.
That's what they called us around here.
I'm not going to touch that one.
High and Mighty, which one are
here
you?
Here we go. So what are the chances? I'm going to throw you sport-like scenarios. You're going to give me odds.
I love odds.
I knew you did. This is tailor-made for you. You can't screw
my
this
way
up.
Through school.
You can't screw this up, I promise. Here we go. According to MLB Stat of the Day, there were 1,070 home runs recorded in the month of June. That's an all-time best single-month record. What are the chances? The baseball is juiced.
The baseball's not juice. The players are juice, okay? All we're doing is we're getting more into scientific enhancements, and we're trying to stay one step ahead of the laws, kind of like with the cops and radar detectors. You know, we're trying to beat them always at the punch and stay out there. So I would say 10% chance
that it's the ball.
That it's a 90% chance that it's the players. They're going to find a new drug.
10% ball, 90% players.
Well, yeah, actually what it is, it's kale, okay? Because kale, actually, they're taking kale, and kale helps you. It's kind of like HGH. Kale has HGH in it, and it helps your performance.
All right.
They're going to test you in a couple of
years. There's a whole list of questions here.
10%.
That's good.
It's the balls. It's all in the balls. No, it's
10% balls, 90%
players. Yes.
You stick with that?
I'm sticking with that.
You just flip-flopped on me, Senator. All right, here we go. What are the chances Chris Paul helps James Harden and the Houston Rockets upset the Golden State Warriors in the next basketball season? You're laughing.
Well, unless Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green aren't going anywhere.
Sprain some ankles and blow some knees out.
Yeah, I think if the question was, what are the chances they can win a game against them in the series, maybe two, I'd like those chances a hell of a lot better. So, none chance.
Zero.
None chance.
No chance.
None chance.
Wow. How about this one? Thought of you when I saw this story, Rob. You. When posing for the annual ESPN Naked Athlete magazine.
Thank you. I look good.
Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman apparently was concerned about shrinkage. What are the chances Minitron will be involved in the release of a celebrity sex tape?
Not
I told you I thought of you with this story.
Well, no, not very good. Robert Kraft is trying to protect that image, is what it is. So he has all of his lawyers and all of his people together to try to put everything under wraps and seal it. You are not going to get any of that. Plus, we all saw what happened with Edelman when that girl hooked up with him after the Super Bowl. She tweeted pictures from in bed. I just hooked up with Edelman.
That's right.
Sleeping right there. We have not seen the tape. We've just seen the picture. So if shrinkage is a problem, again, none chance.
Okay. The Atlanta Falcons, you remember them from the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, they lost.
Had kind of a big meltdown there for a while. But the Atlanta Falcons are moving into a new house, and they're not going to sell expensive food at their new stadium. Like, you could spend probably $25 on chili cheese fries down at Anaheim Stadium, right? But this trend might upset some other NFL team owners for them selling cheap food. Like, the most expensive thing on the menu is $6 for a chicken filet basket. Everything else is like $3. You can get a refillable souvenir Coke for $4. So, Rob, what are the chances the Atlanta Falcons don't give a rat's ass about what the other teams in the league think about their cheap food?
Oh, they are good. They have to. Plus, the people in Georgia don't make as many ducats as some of the other people. That's a well-known fact. Plus, the chicken comes easy to them, brother. That's where Chick-fil-A's headquartered, right there in Hotlanta. Chick-fil-A, even though they're not open on Sundays, they're going to be sneaking some of that in there. I can guarantee you. So, yeah, it's going to piss the rest of the league off. 100% chance of that. And 100% chance they don't care.
All right.
I love Hotlanta. Now, man.
Good stuff. All right,
so we got Amsterdam and Atlanta to do a show from. Right?
We'll hit Atlanta on the way back from Amsterdam. Hit,
absolutely.
I want to get that one in first, though.
Amsterdam is first.
All right, there's our new bit. What are the chances? We may do that one again. Coming up in just a couple minutes, so stay close if you want to win the tickets to the High and Mighty Festival. We're going to do Rock Out with Your Rob Out next on 95.5 KLOS.
Let's go!
Time out is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try
95.5 KLOS. And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob Out.
Up for grabs this time around. KLOS presents the High and Mighty Festival, Village Green Park in Garden Grove. It's a 2-day pass.
You're high, yeah. I'm mighty. It's going to be a lot of fun. Or is it, I'm high, you're mighty?
Can you identify this song is the only question.
We got department stores and toilet paper. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people, says keep hope alive. Got fuel to burn, got roads to drive.
Oh. That's a different arrangement. No.
It's different.
No. You it's a different arrangement. You know, artists do that. You know, you have complete creative license in this bit. It's Rock Out with Your Rob Out. It has your name in the title. You can do whatever you want.
I like that.
Right.
Still waiting for my royalty.
Only time anybody's saying that to you.
I know. I can do it.
800-955 KLOS. If you can identify that song, got High and Mighty tickets for you from KLOS. This is live radio.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out
with your Rob Out.
Tickets to the High and Mighty Festival down in Garden Grove coming up August 5th and 6th.
If Dave's high and mighty right now.
Identify this song.
We got department stores and toilet paper. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people. Says keep hope alive. Got fuel to burn. Got roads to drive.
See, I think you've thrown caution to the wind here this time by your complete rearranging of the song.
It's better than Breaking Wind.
Artists like, well, you're right there. 800-955-KLOS, you're trying to get High and Mighty tickets. Gary in NoHo is up first. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
Can you identify that song that Rob was rocking out to?
I'm a kid who never got to fall in love and never get to be cool, so I'm going to say Rocking in the Free World.
Look at you. Nice. Use some more lyrics back on us. I like that. Gary, that's absolutely right.
Somebody's seen Neil Young a few times.
Somebody's keeping score. Absolutely. High and Mighty Festival tickets for you. These are two-day passes, so it's a weekend down in Garden Grove for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. You've got Sublime with Rome, which is great. This kid does a great job doing Bradley's parts. The Dirty Heads, another local band out of Huntington Beach, so it should be a lot of fun. Hold on, Gary.
Can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Gary, what's your favorite firework?
What the hell would they call it? What was the thing? Piccolo Pete. You used to hammer them in the middle.
Oh, God, and those are so loud. Oh,
look at you. That's a flashback to my childhood. You hammered it in the middle so it would do what, Gary?
It would start to whine, and then it would explode.
Right.
Yes.
They made a safe firework. We figured out a way to make it unsafe, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. How pissed off did your parents get when you lit those the black snake?
Oh, all over the sidewalks? Yeah.
Yeah, they used to stain the hell out of the driveway.
Hey, how mad did your mom get when you used to light the neighbor's mailbox on fire with an M80?
All right, if you got a second, we had a 4th of July party when I was a kid. We invited my friends and their parents over,
right.
And my buddy threw a sparkler on our roof. It was a wood-shake roof,
oh,
and
right.
We went to the fireworks show in our local town in Downey, and we came back home, and the neighbors had put out the fire on the roof with their garden hose.
Oh, love thy neighbor right there. I always thought it was love thy neighbor's wife, but I guess it's love thy neighbor.
We all had those wood-shake roofs on our houses back in the 70s, too.
Oh,
and we've since been smarter than that. All right, Gary, great stuff. Hold on a second. I got to get some info. You're going to the High and Mighty Festival.
Thank you so much.
Outstanding.
My neighbor sucks. I don't let the place burn down. Well, not the other neighbors. I got strippers that live behind me. I would have gone over there and saved them personally.
Well,
them out.
You just want to watch them run out of the house while the place is on fire.
The fireman, Gary. Yeah, come on over to the pool, ladies.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Sports on Tap. Man, that 2 hours goes by awfully fast.
Yes, it does. No show next week for me, man. I'm going to miss
that's
you.
That's right. You will be on vacay next week, so I'm going to be in here. God knows who I'm going to drag in here next week. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be at the American Century Tournament in Lake Tahoe, and you will be here.
I will be here, yeah. Next week, I'm going to be at the cabin.
We'll try and hook up the cannon string thing from Lake Tahoe and see if that'll work in a couple
of
weeks.
That's a good idea. Do you want me to call in from Lake Coeur d'Alene next week? Because I'm not going to.
Yeah, take the satellite phone with you for that.
I'll be high and mighty for that show next week.
Really? All right. How about some more American rock for you on this, our 4th of July version of Sports on Tap? It's 95.5 KLOS.
This is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, hour two of Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush coming at you. Not only are we going to talk about the baseball being blasted out of ballparks all over America at a record pace, but also want to tell you about the wrestling balls. 95.5 KLOS. Love me some of that. You'll be hearing that tomorrow when I get in here, too. Hey, it's J.D. in the Bush doing Sports on Tap as we do every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. And we've been teasing you a little bit about the baseball thing, the home run thing.
Yeah, tons of them.
It's outrageous. I mean, they set a new record. I mean, the last record stood for 17 years. The last time they hit this many home runs was 2000. But according to the MLB stat of the day, folks, 1,070 home runs in Major League Baseball in just the month of June.
How long ago was it we were talking about? Oh, everybody's off the juice now. Now it's all about pitching and 2-1, whatever it was.
What do you attribute this to?
All the everybody's back on the juice. They just found a new juice
or juice ball.
I don't trust it. I don't trust anybody.
I mean, whenever this happens, eyebrows go up. And I mean, my first question was not the juice, but is the ball juiced?
Yeah.
Because that before.
Yeah, I still think it's more the players. See, I don't trust anybody. I just take a cynical approach to life. Anybody who's on top of their game, I think, is doing it because of drugs. I don't believe anybody natural. I mean, you're one of the best DJs around, and I don't know. And Dave's one of the best engineers around, and I honestly question both of your sobriety. You know, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. If you're the best at your job, you're probably on something. That's okay. Whatever makes you, bottom line is you deliver. I don't care how you get there, okay? I go out to see a movie. I want the best acting job I can get. I don't care what they're taking and what they're doing and what happens after this off the set. Come on.
Well, but I expect a Barry Bonds apologist to say stuff like this.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Set yourself up perfectly for that.
I did. Kanye, Steve Sachs, we can go all the way down.
Steve Howe. Oh, Stan, you're going to throw Steve Howe in my face.
Doc Gooden. Wouldn't you love to party with Gooden and Strawberry and cover the Mets? And
not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Maybe in 86.
Not anymore. Yeah. I don't know. It's all a chemically enhanced world.
So, I think this guy is chemically enhanced in some way. LeVar Ball. And now the video that I saw yesterday was flat disturbing. I mean, first of all, this is the father
of a now NBA player. His son has been drafted by the Lakers out of UCLA. Hasn't played a minute in the NBA yet. But already, he and his kids were in a wrestling ring the other night with their big Baller Brand shirts on all over the place. And they made a big deal. The Lakers logo was flashed up on the big screen. And out comes Lonzo Ball wearing an NBA hat, not a Lakers hat, but an NBA hat.
Probably didn't have permission to use her logo, which is why are you flashing it on the screen anyway?
I was wondering if maybe he didn't have permission from his dad to wear the big Baller Brand hat, but but here's the disturbing part. Pops took his shirt off. Like he's squaring off to fight a wrestler, and off comes the shirt.
Yep.
I mean, really? Is this what we're in for? For however many years this kid is going to play for the Lakers, is this jackass father of his?
Right, and here's the deal. Was Lonzo with him in a part of it, or is he distancing himself?
Oh, no, man.
Right in the ring,
sitting on a stool right next to, what's, LaMelo?
LaGello.
Him, one of them.
LaGello and LaPudding Pop. I told you.
I honestly don't. LaPudding Pop. Now you're
LaPudding Pop. Bah. LeVar went Bill Cosby on everybody, right? Right there in the ring in front of everybody. Plus, some of the stuff he said, we're just going to tell you, you want to watch the video. We don't want to repeat it here.
Thankfully, I couldn't hear the audio where
I
was.
The
wrestling audio?
No, what they were saying. What the rest of the stuff
Yeah, the microphone
on.
Caught some stuff, and if you want to go click on that, you can find out what it is. But I'm not even giving you an edited, abbreviated version. I'm not going anywhere near that. White guys can't say that word.
No, let's
start with that. That should tell you all you need to know.
There you go. Yeah,
okay?
You're a smart
KLOS listener.
White guys
can never say that word under any circumstances.
And here's LeVar with Lonzo and LaGello and LaPudding Pop right there saying these words.
Caught on that.
Absolutely. And if I'm the Lakers, I'm like, yeah, that's my boy. Can't wait for summer league to start.
Fun.
I see a clothesline coming. I see a Rambis Celtics clothesline coming.
Coming up, Raider fans. You know, you'd almost think that we're big Raider apologists around here because we've got more Raiders. It's the Raiders always say yes to us. Yeah. We call up Raiders and they say yes.
And the Rams and Chargers are like, yeah, no thanks. I'm like, really?
Yeah, you
guys are playing, you need KLOS more than we need you right about now. Look at your record for crying out loud. But Raiders fans may remember Coach Tom Flores. Yeah, two-time Super Bowl champion coach with the Raiders. Not only that, he's the only coach to bring a title to L.A. Won one with
a Super Bowl title.
A Super Bowl title,
that's right. The only one.
Yep. Won one with the Raiders.
A little help from Marcus Allen.
What a run that was. Oh, man, that's when I really got into gambling. I was like 12 when that game happened. Seriously, I lost 50 bucks on that Super Bowl. When you're 12 in the early 80s, 50 bucks like 3G now. So that's when I figured I got to get into a life of crime to get it
Raider
back.
Fans, buckle up. Tom Flores headed at you in just a few minutes on 95.5 KLOS.
Let's go!
Timeout is over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Puss.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS. And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Up for grabs this time around. KLOS presents the High and Mighty Festival, Village Green Park in Garden Grove. It's a two-day pass.
You're high, I'm mighty. It's going to be a lot of fun. Or is it, I'm high, you're mighty?
Can you identify this song is the only question.
We got department stores and toilet paper. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people, says keep hope alive. Got fuel to burn. Got roads to drive.
Wow. That's a it's
you
a different arrangement.
No. It's different.
No.
That, I gotta
just you. It's a different arrangement. You know, artists do that. You know, you have complete creative license in this bit. It's rock out with your Rob out. It has your name in the title. You can do whatever you want.
I like that. I'm still waiting for my royalty.
Only time anybody's saying that to you.
I know. I can do it.
955 KLOS.
You.
If you can identify that song, got high and mighty tickets for you from KLOS. This is live radio.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Tickets to the High and Mighty Festival down in Garden Grove coming up August 5th and 6th.
If Dave's high and mighty right now.
Identify this song.
We got department stores and toilet paper. Got styrofoam boxes for the ozone layer. Got a man of the people. Says keep hope alive. Got fuel to burn. Got roads to drive.
See, I think you've thrown caution to the wind here this time by your complete rearranging of the song.
It's better, it's better than Breaking Wind.
Artists like, well, you're right there. 800-955-KLOS, you're trying to get high and mighty tickets. Gary and NoHo is up first. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning.
Can you identify that song that Rob was rocking out to?
I'm a kid who never got to fall in love and never get to be cool, so I'm going to say Rockin' in the Freeway.
Look at you. Nice. Use some more lyrics back on us. I like that. Gary, that's absolutely right.
Somebody's seen Neil Young a few times.
Somebody's keeping score. Absolutely. High and Mighty Festival tickets for you. These are two-day passes, so it's a weekend down in Garden Grove for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. You've got Sublime with Rome, which is great. This kid does a great job doing Bradley's parts. The Dirty Heads, another local band out of Huntington Beach, so it should be a lot of fun. Hold on, Gary.
Can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, Gary, what's your favorite firework?
What the hell would they call it? What was the thing? Piccolo Pete used to hammer them in the middle.
Oh, God, and those are so loud. Oh,
look at you. That's that's a flashback to my childhood. You hammered it in the middle so it would do what, Pete? Or would it do what, Gary?
It would start to whine, and then it would explode.
Right. Yes. They made a safe firework. We figured out a way to make it unsafe, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. How pissed off did your parents get when you lit those the black snake?
Oh, all over the sidewalks? Yeah.
Yeah, they used to stain the hell out of the driveway.
Hey, how mad did your mom get when you used to light the neighbor's mailbox on fire with an M80?
All right, if you got a second, we had a 4th of July party when I was a kid. We invited my friends and their parents over, and my buddy threw a sparkler on our roof. It was a wood shake roof, and we went to the fireworks show in our local town in Downey, and we came back home, and the neighbors had put out the fire on the roof with their garden hose.
Love thy neighbor right there. I always thought it was love thy neighbor's wife, but I guess it's love thy neighbor.
We all had those wood-shake roofs on our houses back in the 70s, too, and we've since been smarter than that. All right, Gary, great stuff. Hold on a second. I got to get some info. You're going to the High and Mighty Festival.
Thank you so much.
Outstanding.
My neighbor sucks. I don't let the place burn down. Well, not the other neighbors. I got strippers that live behind me. I would have gone over there and saved them personally.
You just want to watch them run out of the house while the place is on fire.
Fireman, Gary. Yeah, come on over to the pool, ladies.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Sports on Tap. Man, that 2 hours goes by awfully fast.
Yes, it does. No show next week for me, man. I'm going to miss
you. That's right. You will be on vacay next week, so I'm going to be in here. God knows who I'm going to drag in here next week. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be at the American Century Tournament in Lake Tahoe, and you will be here.
I will be here, yeah. Next week, I'm going to be at the cabin.
We're going to try and hook up the cannon string thing from Lake Tahoe and see if that'll work in a couple
of
weeks.
That's a good idea. Do you want me to call in from Lake Coeur d'Alene next week? Because I'm not going to.
Yeah, take the satellite phone with you for that.
I'll be high and mighty for that show next week. Really.
All right. How about some more American rock for you on this, our 4th of July version of Sports on Tap? It's 95.5 KLOS.